In the top two episodes was episode 590, the top conversion tips after $1.5 billion in sales and retention tips with Scott DeGrozier from Wicked Reports. Don't attempt to spell that name, folks. And I'm not talking about Wicked. Wicked Reports' Scott DeGrozier is an expert in conversions, and he has over $1.5 billion in sales to prove it.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here. Welcome back to superfastbusiness.com. This is episode 620. And today we're looking at the top 10 most downloaded Super Fast Business episodes of 2018. In 2018, Superfast Business released about 50 podcast episodes with well over 165,000 downloads. And we just launched SFB TV, Superfast Business TV, in iTunes. So subscribe to that and you'll get our video content. And 2019 is shaping up to be a fantastic year of fresh content, both audio long form and video short form. We may even add a vlog later. Let's see. As a yearly tradition, though, we like to see which topic struck a chord most with our audience. So here we present our top 10 most downloaded titles. I wonder if your favorites made the list. You can certainly tune in and find out. Starting off at number 10, the 10th most popular episode was episode 594, Play Your Way to Success. All work and no play, you know how it goes. Energetic Education's Dale Sidebottom is an advocate for injecting regular play into your routine. Just a few minutes each day of fun, he maintains, can have far-reaching positive effects on your health, your work, and your relationships. At number 9, episode 592, 0 to 40,000 downloads per month, a property podcast case study with Tyrone Shum. During the first few months of Tyrone Shum's podcast, Property Investory, it was getting 20 to 30 downloads an episode. Just a year later, the show's getting 40,000 downloads a month. Learn how dogged persistence and super fast business contributed to this unforeseen success. In number 8, episode 602, Go Broad Then Deep, a super wide-ranging discussion on everything important with Matt Wolf and Joe Fear from Evergreen Profits. Super Fast Business welcomed back Evergreen Profits Joe and Matt to talk about business and life and what's working and what's new, what lessons were learned and much more. I love these guys and I've had them back a few times, and we broadcast that show on their podcast as well, and it actually made the top 10 for Evergreen Profits. So that was really nice to see them appearing in this one. At number 7, 587. 7 ways to improve your membership. It was a case study. SJ Meeson joined Superfast Business 2 years ago without attracting much notice. In the background, she quietly absorbed and implemented the community's trainings until she had built a membership influencing about 30,000 women globally. Her story is one worth listening to. In position 6 was episode 589, How to Use Challenge Marketing to Grow Your Email List and Make Sales with Zach Spuckler. Never heard of challenge marketing? Well, Zach Spuckler is an expert in this strategy, and in our 589th episode, he shares his know-how, what it is, how it works, and how you can put together a challenge marketing campaign of your own. And I'm pretty excited that we'll be seeing this topic at Superfast Business Live in April in Sydney 2019. I hope you can grab a ticket for that. Angela Henderson is going to be talking on that exact topic. In number 5 was episode 586, How to Engage Your Community, Part 2. In the second episode of the two-part series with community strategist Diana Tower and paid membership owner me, James Schramko, we discussed what we know about community health, numbers, churn prevention, and maintaining that all-important engagement. Now, Diana was part of a multi-part series. This was the episode that had the most downloads. She is absolutely crazy in a good way. And she said this episode actually influenced her take on Facebook groups. So that was really nice to hear after this episode. In position number 4, episode 588, Behind the Scenes with Ryan Levesque on the journey from 7 to 8 figures revenue. What's behind the transition from $1 million business to a $10 million a year company? Ryan Levesque of Ask Fame reveals his story and the many lessons you can apply from his journey. And I got a front row seat to that because I was coaching Ryan for many years. And I'm also excited to see his new book coming out, which we'll probably talk about on a later episode. In position number 3 was episode 596, the one-page marketing plan with Alan Dibb, a complete marketing strategy laid out in a single-page document. Entrepreneur Alan Dibb became a best-selling author when he placed his innovative idea into writing. And by bestseller, I mean he's dominating the marketing category of Amazon. In episode 596, we delve into his book and the principles of its creation, and Alan's actually speaking at Superfast Business Live talking about how to publish a best-selling book. Now, I know how many books and audibles he sold just in November 2018, and it's mind-blowing. I can't wait till he shares more details on that. In the top two episodes was episode 590, the top conversion tips after $1.5 billion in sales and retention tips with Scott DeGrozier from Wicked Reports. Don't attempt to spell that name, folks. And I'm not talking about Wicked. Wicked Reports' Scott DeGrozier is an expert in conversions, and he has over $1.5 billion in sales to prove it. Tune in as he shares his best tips and insights on sales attribution, marketing, customer attention, and more. I've been using Wicked Reports to transform my understanding of how sales are made at Superfast Business, and it is very revealing. It's like having X-ray. And you just cast it over your analytics, and you can see exactly what happened. In November 2018, I actually spent a little bit of money on Facebook, and I had an absolutely amazing return on investment, and I could see exactly which campaigns worked. And the number one top episode for 2018 in terms of downloads was episode 579, Should You Build a Business Around Yourself with Chris Ducker. Do you make yourself and your persona the basis of a business, or do you keep your name completely out of it? Chris Ducker has done both, and quite successfully. In our number one downloaded episode of the year, he talks from experience on this fascinating topic. Chris is a great podcast guest. He's done plenty of interviews with the best of the best, like Gary Vee. He puts on a terrific event. It was a pleasure to host that podcast, and it's not really a surprise that he took the top spot because he's very popular with my audience as well. So if you enjoyed the Superfast Business podcast, it would be fantastic if you could leave a review on iTunes. That really helps other people decide they're going to listen to the show. And it really encourages me to keep making these podcasts. I'm still putting out one a week or so, as you can see. We're in the 600s now, and I'm sure we'll continue. And it'd be great if you could share the post about the top 10, which is episode 620, on your favorite social media platform. And be sure to tag me so I know what's happening, or tag Superfast Business. If you'd like some help with your online business, join our membership at superfastbusiness.com. Get some training. We do some fantastic training each month, and get my personal attention. I will look at your business. I will discuss with you what I have seen and what I think will work well for you. And I'm sure you'll get a terrific result, like some of the case studies we've hosted here on this particular podcast show. If you want to join right now, if you don't want to wait, please send a support request to support@superfastbusiness.com and ask them to join now. And we'll go ahead and get you to a direct join link so you don't have to wait. Thank you so much for listening. 2018 was a terrific year, and it's been fun reviewing the top downloaded podcast episodes. I'm James Schramko. We'll catch up with you on a future episode.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.